Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. It's Robert Hamsey returning your call.
Hey, Robert. How you doing, sir?
Good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, not at all.
So I don't remember why I didn't do anything with you guys. I'm not sure. You know, I was looking for something, but, you know, I'm being very, very cautious anymore from a lot of bad experiences.
Yeah, I believe you had a broker that shopped your loan everywhere or something.
Several.
Right. Yeah.
After they said that they were in-house and they were direct, and then you end up with 60 inquiries on your credit, which smashed my FICO.
Yeah, it's not good. I've seen it happen before. I apologize. That's got to be very, very frustrating.
And then the other thing is, you know, the trickery they use, like, you know, just be with us for 60 days. We got to see how you do, and we're going to redo the whole program, give you a better deal. And I said, well, you already know my history. You've already got it already. No, it has to be with us. We have to see it. Then after 60 days, they said, well, we didn't mean 60 calendar days. We meant 60 payment days, which is 3 months. Then after 3 months, nobody can remember your name.
I apologize. Yeah, there's just between you and I, as far as this type of product, the short-term working capital goes, it's kind of like the type of loan that a guy out of his garage can do it. You know what I mean? So unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are just liars, and some people just get paid to bring in applications, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of a mess out there as far as that goes. But, you know, we definitely want to take care of you, and I'm not going to do that. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of your time and everyone else's time. So. Why go that route?
So, was it your program that requires profit and loss statements too?
You know, it depends. I doubt it. But did you file as a corporation or a sole proprietorship or?
No, we're a corporation.
Corporation. Okay. Typically, all we need is just the 1120S and a Schedule K-1 or K-1s that show ownership percentage and the gross annual sales. But let me look you up in our system real quick. What was the name of your company again?
Distinctive Properties.
That's right. I just had it up. And I will let you know as well, we do sometimes, we're affiliated with other banks, so sometimes we will actually send a loan elsewhere, but I want to look at everything first and make sure that it's something that we
benefit.
Well,
I don't want that to happen unless I specifically know and approve where you're sending it.
Right.
Because I want to be the one that chooses. So if you say, well, I've got the Bank of San Diego or something, I might say, okay. But if it's one of these other money houses that all these brokers go to, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And we do some in-house financing as well. We try to do everything in-house. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't make sense. But you guys are actually local here in San Diego, it looks like. So.
Yeah, we're in Del Mar.
Del Mar. Yeah, we're just down the road from you, right by Del Mar Air Base.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, I don't know that, I mean, it looks like last time you spoke to Megan was via email back on the 2nd or something like that, but,
I don't remember. I thought it was longer ago than that, but it might have been. Time goes fast.
Actually, I don't think you guys actually spoke then. Yeah, I know, I can't believe it's already almost July.
Yep.
It's insane. But, no, just reading the notes here, she was good about her notes, and she's actually pregnant, so I don't know how long she's going to be out if she does come back. But, yeah, I mean, I know I'm familiar with the company Yellowstone. They serve their purpose, but obviously you dealt with them. They're very short-term, very expensive, and they're right.
Why don't you shoot me an email with your contact information, what you think you'd need? Maybe I can get you some stuff this afternoon.
Absolutely, and I'll see if there was a credit report pulled. We have archives. We actually use Experian. That's the only bank that only a bureau that we pull through ourselves. And if it's something, I've been doing this for a while, if it's something I think that's not going to make sense for you, then I'm going to tell you. But otherwise, I understand completely, and I apologize if that happened. I'd be curious myself, but absolutely. Robert,
you have my email?
BobHamsey@gmail.com.
That's it.
All right, Bob. I will get it right out to you.
All right, take care.
You too. Thank you.